This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is Front Row and a Bigger Picture, and I'm Lim Soon Heng. When you say hands percussion, images of mostly half-naked young men with bodies glistening with hints of perspiration, young men in loose flowing pants which look like pantaloons that come down to the ankles, performers often in their bare feet come to mind. They stand near large drums which they strike with a force that makes us, the audience, want to get up and move to the rhythm of the percussive sounds. This nearly 20-year-old award-winning performance troupe is led by Bernard Goh, who is the artistic director and is in the studio. Welcome.
Hello, Sun Heng. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
You've been really busy. I haven't seen you at all. Not in town. You know, just like Bernard Goh, where is he?
Yeah, I have to, you know, because surviving is not easy nowadays. Yeah.
But your troupe is 19 years old. It should be mature and on its way already.
I know, but still, you cannot rest, you know. You cannot stop and then, you know, you have to evoke. You have to get new ideas and then how to share to the audience.
How are you evolving? Because in the earlier performances that I saw, the description of what I gave fit quite well. You know, I see all these young bodies bounding away. But in the last one that I got to see, which wasn't your last performance, though,
okay,
was when you had folks playing gamelan, playing Tchaikovsky.
You had
a cellist, you had a violinist, you had marimba. So what is evolving?
Actually, that is a very special program and then a special project. Actually, we started this gamelan long time ago. We involved ourselves with gamelan club, with rhythm and bronze. So we love it. So since we are percussionists, so I think 10 years back, we invest our own set of gamelan. So 2 years back, that's the show, Tchaikovsky on Gamelan, that you went and watched. We explore, you know, with this new toy of hands percussion.
New toy
of this. So we find it very interesting, and then we find it very challenging for the members. It's special shows like that, so we try something new. So we still drummers.
Drumming is still at the heart.
Yes.
But like you say, you have to evolve and you have to do things that are new to keep the audience engaged. Where are you going with this? What direction?
For me, honestly speaking, 19 years I was exploring in this like percussion world. None of my members, you know, are really like very academic trained. They never like graduate from like university. They are professor of like percussionist or major in performing arts. No, none of them. They are kids from 8 years old. Now married and then have kids. Like, you know, I'm more than 19 years. Even though we established like, you know, 19 years, you know, before that they're with me already. So I just want them to really like hook on to something they really like, they really love it. And then we want to make the extreme kind of that instrument, the way of playing it. Chinese drum is one thing. All this year, we, Hands Percussion, send them to overseas, China, and then Taiwan also, in order to let them experience, you know, those really like the mainland China, those sifu, like the opera singing percussionists, we learn from them. So then they know it's not easy. If you really want to commit yourself to performing arts, that's something you must do. And then it's not really like, oh, go for a gig, play, and then sweat, and then that's fun. No, there's no fun at all. So if you say like, you know, what I want to bring hands to another level, I just want them to become a very, very like professional group. Last year, we did a very big event. We invited the world-renowned Zhou Percussion. People always say, oh, hands is heading.
That's from Taiwan, right?
Yes, hand is heading to that direction. I say, I mean, no harm, you know, because when we first started, we don't have one like idol. It's already there for us to follow, like, oh, I want to become like this. In Malaysia, we are the first. But it's not that we are very proud of it. I just want to say, like, we are very, very proud to be a Malaysian because we are very unique. 2 years back, when we invited to TIPC, Taiwan International Percussion Conference, for this Taiwan thing, it's a world-class thing, you know. We are so scared, Sun Heng. This is a world, you know, conference, you know. But on stage, we all did a very marvelous, because we train and train and train hard. We forget about, you know, I mean, people will compare us to mainland China or other country. Then Mr. Chu, the founder of Chu Percussion, hugged me after the show. He said, like, you did a marvelous job, because people know that, you know, Malaysia is so unique, and then it's really like shown in your work. Oh, what a release. So I think we are in the right path, you know. I mean, hands percussion. We are doing very, very like Chinese drum bass. Then we go for very Southeast Asia percussive kind of like research in order to bring it to the world and share.
What you've been telling me is that your musicians tend to be people who have learned through practice on the job, but they lack the kind of, like say, the academic background.
Yes.
What is being done to provide the academic background?
These 2 years, we've been hired a very, very sweet, you know, teacher, graduate from US. She, Su Yin, Tan Su Yin, she's the academic and then graduate from, like, you know, I'm in the state, major in percussion. What we intend to do is, like, you know, all those like academic things. Sometimes my members don't know the stroke, you know. They just know how to play like this. Then the teacher will explain, this is something that, you know, in academically, what it calls, what's the name of it. And then now you people is lacking of this. You need to put this in. So now we are training like snare drums or so. Okay, how to play a timpani, you know. But I think it's good. 3 of them learn marimba already 2 years. So the next project, they will play marimba together with the gambang, the gamelan gambang. It's a wooden instrument anyway.
Yes.
Yes.
How big is the troupe now?
Now it's 10 full-time, and then my part-time, second team is 12, third team is 15. My admin is about 6 people.
Are you growing organically in the sense that as your own members are teaching school students about how to play the drum, the big drums in particular, are these young students then therefore joining your troupe and therefore you are growing?
Yeah. Actually, all my members now are previous 24 festive drum players. We recruit some of the school band players also. Some of them are marimba players. Some of them Chinese orchestra. They're good at percussion. They came for audition also.
The students who are from the Chinese orchestra, they would know how to read music then, wouldn't they?
It's different. It's a different score. It's number, numberings.
Yes,
yeah,
yes.
Numberings, yeah.
What's the connection between what you are doing with your own troupe and this event that you have organized for 1,000 young people to participate in an international event?
Okay, this is very interesting. We gathered 1,000 like sponsor to sponsor kids to come to our International Drumming Festival in September. We thought, because we're coaching so many schools in this drumming thing, we found out some of the outskirts kids, they don't have chance, no. Maybe they're really like, coming to KL for them is a dream. So we just gathered some sponsor to bring them to our show. Beside that, we brought them to some museum, art gallery. So it's fun, you know. 2014 is our first tryout. It's overwhelming. The response is overwhelming. So this year also, we want to continue that. Of course, it's a fundraising for us and then sponsor the kids together. Because everyone thought, like, you know, we are doing very good. But on another side, Sun Heng, who don't need sponsor? Performing arts, you know, not in, only in Malaysia. Actually, it's like
all
in
over the world.
All over the world. So yeah, honestly speaking, we need sponsor and then help, support, you know, to keep us going. Yeah.
Yeah, folks, I think sometimes don't quite understand that to stage a performance, and when you have a large troupe, the cost of the costuming, the rental of the space, the equipment,
all that,
they all add up to a lot of money. And
yes.
No one troupe can really support that.
Huh? Yes. So this event, actually, 17 and 18 of May, is only 2 nights. So it's 500 seated 1 night, so it's 1,000. That's why we put like inspiring 1,000 together and then sponsor kids to our next production. That
Which
was in September.
September. That will be in September.
Yeah, Drumming Nation, this one.
Now, part of this sponsorship is a bit hard to kind of put it all in your head. Can you tell me about how this sponsorship works? Like, you know, if they come in with a donation of 400 ringgit, what happens?
Actually, they have 4 categories. The donation of 400, so people will think like, wow, very high, right? But you have 4 tickets, you know. You have a complimentary tickets of 2 for the Inspiring 1,000 fundraising concert, and then 2 of the Drumming Nation Kaleidoscope.
In September.
Yes, that one, Kaleidoscope Hand International Drumming Festival. So you have 4 tickets on that. On top of it, you sponsor 2 students. So altogether, actually, it's 6 tickets on the donation of 400. So 800, you got 2 complimentary tickets. And then you have 2 complimentary tickets for our July show where it takes place in Deepak. That one is Opium. It's an artistic expression by French and Malaysian artists. That is a very interesting
project.
With
a name like that, you might get the show shut down.
I don't know, you know, but it's a long, long journey, you know, for me and 3 French artists work together. So it's fun to do that one. And then same 2 complimentary tickets for Drumming Nation. And then you sponsor 4 students. So 2,000 is 4 Inspiring Thousand, and then 4 Opium, and then 4 Drumming Nation. And then you sponsor 10. 4,000 donation, you get 8 Inspiring Thousand, and then you have 8 Opium, and then 8 Drumming Nation. At the end of it, you sponsor 20 students. Yeah.
I know people hear it, they might not remember. Yeah. Where can they find out more information about the sponsorship?
You can go to our handspercussion@gmail.com or you can ring the numbers 012-502-6883.
Yeah, you can call that number for more information. Well, thank you very much, Bernard. I think young people need to be more involved in the performing arts.
Exactly.
Not necessarily that they become performing artists,
yeah,
but something happens inside their heads and in their hearts when
yes,
they are performing.
Exactly.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Suning.
Bernard Goh, Hands Percussion. The performing company is organizing a fundraiser so that it can support 1,000 students who will attend Drumming Nation, a Hands Percussion International Drumming Festival called Kaleidoscope 4 to be held in September. This is Front Row on the Bigger Picture, and I'm Lim Soon Heng, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.